Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, horror in Texas as at least 46 die in a sweltering truck container. A new plan to tackle domestic and gender-based violence will have reaction. From County Louth to the trenches of Ukraine, Stanislav Lapko tells us about life on the front line. Time to change your mind, advice for leaving starts as the last day to alter the CAO application approaches. And COVID is back. David Nabarro from the World Health Organization tells us what the coming weeks might bring. Text us this morning, 51551. Email today, cb@rte.ie. On Twitter, we're at Today with Claire. At least 46 people have been found dead in an abandoned lorry on the outskirts of San Antonio in Texas. The dead were believed to be migrants, but their nationalities are still unknown. San Antonio, which is about 250 kilometres from the US-Mexican border, is a major transit route for people smugglers. Here's Charles Hood, San Antonio fire chief, speaking about discovering the lorry.
San Antonio Fire Department responded to 9600 Quintana Road for a report of a dead person. Engine 52 arrived and found the body outside and several that they could visibly see inside once the doors were opened. We have processed approximately 46 bodies declared deceased at this time. Fortunately, we were able to transport 16 people. 12 of those are adults and 4 pediatric. The patients that we saw were hot to the touch. They were suffering from heat stroke, heat exhaustion. We're not supposed to open up a truck and see stacks of bodies in there. None of us come to work imagining that.
Well, earlier I spoke to Lommie Creel, a journalist with the Texas Tribune, and I began by asking her about the details that we know so far. And just a warning in advance that some of these details are upsetting.
So the details are still trickling out. I don't think we know all of that at this point, but what we do know is that more than 4 dozen migrants were found dead in a tractor trailer in San Antonio, which is a city in Texas with a population of about 1.5 million people. This is a really significant number. There isn't a number in recent memory that really equates to this, even though this happens all the time. Migrants die all the time crossing into Texas to come to the United States, but this is a really significant number.
We have been hearing some eyewitness accounts, though, from the emergency responders, haven't we? What have they been saying?
So it's not uncommon for migrants to come in a tractor trailer and smuggle across the border. In this case, what we know so far is that the refrigeration system in the tractor trailer wasn't working, and people were apparently jumping out of the truck along several city blocks. The scene was quite horrific for investigators to work through. And also another kind of crucial detail is that many of them were apparently sprinkled with some sort of steak seasoning, which seems to be, or investigators think, it was an attempt by smugglers to kind of evade detection.
So to disguise the fact, yeah, to disguise the fact that there were people in there.
Right.
There have been some survivors and some people, including children, have been taken to hospital, Lommie. What do you know about that?
Again, this is a story that just broke out, you know, just a couple of hours ago. So we don't know a lot yet. From what I heard a few hours ago from a law enforcement source, that the people that were taken to the hospital were at that point expected to survive. But we're still talking about, you know, more than 4 dozen deaths. This really, just to put it in context, I don't know, kind of, you know, your listeners are in Ireland, but Texas, this happens a lot, but this number is still staggering. The last time that there's anything equatable to this was 2017, when about 10 migrants were found dead in a truck that didn't have refrigeration. So this is a significant number of people who have died.
I read this morning that there have been, Lommie, some arrests, but the driver disappeared and abandoned this truck.
So the latest we know is that there have been 3 arrests. It's not clear who was the driver, I think, at this point.
So the Mexican consul has been speaking about this, saying that they will provide supports to Mexicans who are among those affected. But it's not clear at this stage the nationality of all of these people who are in the truck, is it?
No, the Guatemalan consulate has said that many of them are Guatemalans. And I think just an assumption as someone who has reported on the Texas-Mexico border for a decade is that many of these people are probably from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador.
There's been political reaction to this. I see that the Republican governor of Texas is blaming the US President Joe Biden. The Democrats are saying that urgent action is needed to dismantle the human smuggling ring. So already a political row is developing.
Yeah, so, you know, immigration is a political topic everywhere, including in Ireland and the European Union, and particularly in the United States and Texas. And I will just say that, you know, it is very interesting how the Texas governor is politicizing this particular incident, because the policies enacted by the Biden administration have continued the policies enacted by the Trump administration, which means that most people who try to cross the border are turned back under a pandemic health order. So it's very, very difficult to seek asylum at the moment at the US-Mexico border, which is a legal obligation under US law and international law. So at the moment, that is not really in practice, which means that many people are crossing in increasingly more dangerous ways. And I mean, attorneys told us that this was an example of that. So I don't think that anybody who has been looking at what has been happening at the US-Mexico border is necessarily surprised that some people are taking increasingly dangerous methods to come here, given what is currently the policy.
Given that 46 people at least have died in this incident, and you've explained, Lomi, how this is the worst death toll when it comes to people smuggling in the area since 2017, do you expect that it's likely to change anything?
No, I don't. I think it is just a very political topic at the moment. And it's unfortunate that people's lives are literally, their lives are in the mix.
And that was local journalist Lomi Creel speaking to me from Texas a little earlier on. Coming up next, we hear how it's almost impossible to find a refuge bed for victims of domestic violence. That's next.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.